Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya, before we get into this podcast, please consider joining us on Red Men Plus. We have tons of amazing content coming out every single day in both podcast and video form. So get over there and sign up today. Now back to your podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It's Premier League match build-up show action. It's me. It's Dan Club. It's Chloe Bloxham in the house to discuss this one. We've got Betmate as well as our sponsors today. We'll be picking our team later on against Aston Villa. Liverpool trying to win a share of £1,000. But the Prem, Chloe, is back. How excited are you for this game on Boxing Day?
I'm just excited to see the Reds. I mean, obviously, the City result was a little bit disappointing, but to be honest with you, I wasn't as gutted as I thought I would be because of the team we fielded. And City are a boss team. They had a very strong lineup, so I didn't really expect much out of it. But with players coming back from the World Cup, I'm expecting Liverpool to go full force, go at it, and hopefully come away from Villa Park with 3 big points.
Yeah, and I think that's it, isn't it? Obviously, you can kind of compartmentalise, Dan, the result against Manchester City because is it the last pre-season game or was it a real game that we were trying to win? Where did you actually sit and what did you actually think of the performance, I suppose, first?
The performance was a little bit all over the place. From both teams, really, it felt a little bit like, right, there's 22 players, let's just go for it, gung-ho, and one of us is going to come out on top. It just so happened it was City, probably because they were more clinical, if we're going to be honest. But both teams had chances. Both managers would go away from that and think, that isn't what I want one of my best team performances to look like at all, in any way, shape or form. Klopp essentially said that himself. So I think you can pretty much write that game off. Like Chloe references there, I think a bit disappointed to lose because you want to progress, you want to try and defend the Carabao Cup if you had anyone to win any game of football. But it was one of them when a few minutes after the fact you kind of go, all right, I can brush that off quite easily because the Carabao Cup, we're just back, and then you look at what's to come in terms of the Premier League and how important it is and the fact it's Boxing Day, which is the pinnacle of all football days. It was quite easy to go, whatever, move on to bigger and better things. But yeah, in terms of performance, one of them, really, a few sort of positives, quite a few negatives to take from it, but it was nowhere near as polished and as sort of pristine as Klopp would have hoped for.
Can you pick one player that impressed you?
Probably Nat Phillips, to be honest with you, but in terms of what we've got coming forward, that doesn't really come into the reckoning. As good as he was when he came on, he's not likely to sort of usurp Virgil, Konate or Matip. So probably have to go Carvalho. Actually, his all-round game wasn't outstanding for 45 minutes, but what he did do is he took his goal really nicely.
You know that you picked Carvalho.
Did it? Yeah. He took his goal really nicely, and I think that showed a little bit in terms of sort of where he's at as a player, because to have a difficult start to the game, which Liverpool had actually, not just Carvalho, but then still to get yourself in the right moment at the right time and to finish so coolly and be so composed in that moment when we'd just gone behind, that shows a little bit for me. In a game that wasn't full of huge positives, like I could sit here and say Thiago was good, I could sit here and say Robertson was good, but we know that, you know what I mean? Like it's the other people you want to see something from, so I'd probably pick Carvalho.
What about you, if you had to pick one player that impressed you the most?
Fabinho, or one, yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah. I thought when he came on, the slide tackles, the Fabinho that we know of, I saw glimpses of, and I thought he was excellent when he came on. And some people thought, was, you know, when I said excellent, they were like, you're going a bit over the top there. But he was winning the ball back for us. It wasn't his fault with the goals, really. I mean, our goals that are shambolic defending for all three. Yeah, Mahrez has a lovely touch and finish, but we get done in the middle of the park. Fabinho actually is the one who wins the ball back. Thiago can't control it, and Rodri, no one's around him. But when Fabinho came on, the slide tackles, the aggression, he just looked faster, he looked more up to speed. And
I think it's fair to say there was a comparison to be made to Bajcetic as well and what he offered there.
Yeah, I think I don't think Stefan did bad, but the problem was we were getting bypassed far too many times in that midfield, and you could tell it within the first 20 minutes. They were all over us. We weren't getting out to Kevin De Bruyne, who's one of the most deadliest players on a football pitch. And I don't think he did bad in possession. He was quite calm on the ball, but at times we did look with Harvey Elliott and Thiago. I didn't think Thiago started brilliantly. I didn't think Harvey Elliott had a brilliant game. It did look a little bit like we were headless chickens because City were pressing us so much. Fabinho, when he came on, he had some sort of aggression to win it back. He wasn't getting bypassed. And yeah, he probably wasn't brilliant. Like I thought he did really, really well, to be honest. But maybe that's because he's been so bad. Yeah. I'm not too sure. But I just thought I saw the Fabinho that I know there.
Yeah, okay, I like that. I like those two picks. Nice, interesting to have two different picks as well. The one thing that I suppose I was most disappointed about, and it's something that you sort of alluded to there, is Pep Linders in his press conference pre-Manchester City, and we will get on to the Aston Villa game, but I think it's all part and parcel.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's so intrinsically so tied together as well, isn't it? With it being the first game back in the Premier League and stuff. Pep Linders spoke in his press conference about how they've been working on shape, they've been working on in and out possession where they're supposed to be. I didn't see that, to be honest with you, against Manchester City. I saw a team that didn't know where they were supposed to be, didn't know how to move in and out of possession, and ultimately, I don't think we really had a game plan to how to attack Manchester City, and that's the thing that really disappointed me. I couldn't get my head around why we were giving... Keller had the ball, and we had two centre-halves, and the full-backs were nowhere near, and yet the full-backs never got involved in the attack. Like, why were they so far away from the defenders? And why were they nowhere near the attack? And how have they managed to do that? Yeah. It was baffling to me. It felt like there was no game plan against City, and that's the thing that really disappointed me. I can forgive kicking the ball over the bar, but there was the one point where Mo Salah came back for the ball as Jordan Henderson had it in the midfield, and Hendo just ignored him and played a direct through ball that didn't get through to Darwin Nunes. I'm like, is the plan here just to get the ball behind as fast as possible? Why are we ignoring our best player when he's asking for the football? I just couldn't... It didn't make any sense to me. I couldn't thread it together.
There's a few instances of that as well, particularly when we were attacking. I think there's a few times when Salah was coming short or Salah was making a different run, and we were just sort of playing into a space where we thought Salah might be. It was like you say, they've had all these weeks to sort of work on stuff. You would have imagined it would have been quite sort of polished and pristine in terms of where players were in a different structure. I think, credit to City, they look like they've worked on set pieces quite a lot during their break. We didn't really have any of that. It was almost as if, and you kind of forgive them a little bit because that 11 doesn't play together very often, so you can kind of say, they're learning a little bit on the job. But at the same time,
they've been together for a month.
Yeah, surely they've been sort of honing themselves for this game. But it didn't feel like that from either team. It did feel a little bit sort of, oh, this game's here now, what we're going to do? Go on then, go and see what you can do, because both teams could have easily ran away with that game of football. Probably just say City edged it in terms of what they created. But yeah, there was no sort of real structure to our game, which was disappointing. And I think sort of the main takeaway from it was just how tight they're all knackered by the end of it. I think Robbo referenced it, didn't he? He was saying, which might play into the Villa game, of course, but Robbo said they were out on their feet by the end of it, which just shows you that no matter how much training they do in Dubai and stuff like that, nothing replicates that sort of intensity of football, proper match football, especially against Man City.
That's it, isn't it, Chloe? I think there was probably some pre-planned substitutions in there as well, which said to me by both managers that they weren't treating this like a do-or-die cup game. It was more about getting minutes in the legs, and you kind of went, if you went out, and you kind of went, okay, cool, if you go through. Is that the feeling you got?
Yeah, it was, but leading up to it, I was thinking more about we have to win something this season, and this is an opportunity. We look miles away from the league, let's be honest, and my heart will always have hope, even if it's buried deep down. the Champions League, you've got a tie against Real Madrid. You know, one of the hardest, if not the hardest, that we could have got. So it was also one of them where you wanted to set the tone. You wanted to see the players back. I found it a bit mad, and I guess maybe it is fitness, that, like, you know, they had Rodri back, you know, they had Cancelo on the bench, they had Walker on the... They had all these players who'd gone out at the same time as... Nathan Ake was playing. Virgil van Dijk wasn't back with us. You know, Trent, I think, was ill, so he could have been a part of the squad. It just felt like they had all their players who'd gone out at the same round as we had, but they were all in the squad. And we didn't have an attacking substitution aside from Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain to bring on the pitch.
I think you could have ended that sentence halfway through, to be honest.
I know.
No disrespect, men, like, but, no, but and he played a great ball through.
He did play a good ball. He's a midfielder by trade, isn't he, as well? I think the Virgil point is obviously a good one, but Klopp said afterwards, and it's because he played every minute, basically every game of football so far this season.
He's played the most minutes out of everybody in the Liverpool squad. I think it's like 1,890, and he's played 480 minutes in the World Cup, so the most out of any Liverpool player in the World Cup as well, something like that. Yeah. So that's the reasoning why. You're absolutely spot on.
And it also goes to your point, about both managers kind of saying, if we go out, we go out. Like, if Klopp was really serious about getting through this tie, he would have at least had Virgil on the bench. He just said, I know you're tired, I know you've played a lot, but come on, we're off to Manchester.
Okay, well, let's now sort of shift it and highlight the game against Aston Villa. Unai Emery is in charge. It'll be his fourth competitive game in charge of Aston Villa. He's obviously had a few friendlies and stuff. He beat United in their first game, then lost to United in the Cup, didn't he?
Yeah.
Beat Chelsea in a friendly. Always he's a manager that, I think, going back to the Europa League final, Chloe, I'll come to you. He's got something, hasn't he, in Emery? And I think he's been massively disrespected in English football.
Yeah, he's a brilliant manager. And he's a lovable character. I actually really, really like him. And I think he'll do a good job at Villa. He's got tactics, and if he gets them to work for them and buy into his ideas, then they'll do everything for him. It's a place where, you know, I mean, yeah, there's probably better players and teams out there than Aston Villa, but Villa Park, what a ground, what an atmosphere. First game back away at Villa, that is not easy. It's going to be like mayhem. And, you know, it's one of them where we don't know enough about Unai Emery's Aston Villa side, but we know about Unai Emery. And I don't really base him off Arsenal or what happened there. I base him off what he's done abroad, and his character and his tactics. And he's very, very good. And we've already seen glimpses of that at Aston Villa. You know, you mentioned Manchester United there in his first game. So, yeah, not an easy one, but you've got to go for it. And hope that maybe them being so excited, they might have mistakes in them.
Yeah, what do you think, Dan? How do you think they're going to set up for this one, mate?
Well, how I think they'll set up rather defensively enough to play on the counter-attack. What we do know about Unai Emery, I think Chloe's right in terms of you can almost forget the Arsenal thing. He was treated quite poorly over here and didn't really happen for him, but taking his Sevilla and Villarreal exploits into consideration, he's not shy about just playing his own way. He has a set way he wants to play, and he has the players at his disposal to do it, particularly at Villarreal. He'll just sit back, soak pressure. He beat Bayern Munich doing it last year, and he gave us one hell of a scare doing it as well. He'll soak up the pressure, and he'll look to hit teams on the counter-attack. He'll like to have a pacey man to sort of exploit that and to go. Not entirely sure he's got that at Villa. He had, obviously, Dan Juma at Villarreal. Leon Bailly is probably the one you'd look to and say, there's your man, but I don't know if he's got the quality to sort of carry it out, but that's the way I think. He's a good player, but that's the way I think Emery will go about it. He'll put a number of men behind the ball, look to be organised, look to say, OK, Liverpool, come on to us, but the minute we get the ball, we're turning you over and we're getting him behind quickly. I think that's the way he'll have to go about it, I think.
And then thinking about the way that Dan suggested they're going to set up Chloe and how Liverpool played against Manchester City, Liverpool didn't have a lot of the ball against Manchester City. I think it's fair to say not many teams do get a lot of the ball against Manchester City. We are going to see a completely different Liverpool side if Emery sets up like that.
If he sets up like that, then yeah. But sadly, I mean, and I don't want to go back to the first half of the season because it was the first. It's done and forgotten about.
But
you know,
not in this. For this point, it's not.
For this
about.
Point, it's not, because at the end of the day, you've still got to go back to our problems that we haven't. In that City game, it looked like we hadn't worked defensively on anything. And the problem is, Nottingham Forest, we had absolutely loads of the ball. What happened? Well, we got countered and they made about 7-8 really good chances. And we've done that quite a couple of times this season. And it's been gutting. So sometimes that doesn't help Liverpool, because I'd rather them be up for it, have the atmosphere behind them, and then go for it and leave more gaps for Liverpool. And I just hope that we can hold our own, get through the first 15, for crying out loud, stop conceding these goals. Like, once again, first half of the season, we could ship goals within the first 5-10 minutes. We did it against City in the first half and the second half. Exactly. So there is little, like, not worries, but I just need us to just be compact and solid for 15 minutes and work yourselves into the game.
Yeah, I think that's something that's important. I mean, that the start of the second half was mental. You know, where I was right by an entrance in the Etihad from the concourses, and so many people missed the two goals at the start of the second half. Like, to be fair, it looked an amazing atmosphere in that stairwell, because people were just running up and jumping on people without knowing what was going on. But, like, you can't start games like that. That from the kickoff, they managed to work Erlen Haaland in somehow.
I don't know how he
skies it over. No one's mentioning that one apart from me, to be fair. We're all talking about Darwin Nunes. But, like, it was too easy at times. The big concern for me from the City game was the how many people they just had overloading us at times and unmarked arriving into the box. And if you're a counter-attacking side, that could happen quite easily. Liverpool could find themselves at a numerical disadvantage. Yeah. A numerical disadvantage when you are defending your own goal. And something that City are, I'd say, probably the best in the world. That is having more numbers of attackers than the other team have got defenders, but it's something that Liverpool clearly need to watch out for against Villa. Okay, little look at the league table then. I think I'm going to go to this on the screen if I may. Arsenal currently on 37 points, Man City 32, so 5 games back, Newcastle on 30, Tottenham on 29, Man United on 26 points, Liverpool on 22, so we're 4 points behind 5th place Manchester United, and we're 7 points but with a game in hand behind Tottenham Hotspur. Lots of games coming up in quick succession here. Dan, we have to get a win, I think, just, which is mad, but we do almost have to get a win.
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, it's such a crucial period of the season as well, in terms of we've just come back from the huge break. It's so important how we start this. We can all kind of, with a heavy heart, say, oh, last night was what it was. We can move on from that. But all of a sudden, if we don't pick up sort of 9 points from this period, certainly starting with 3 on Boxing Day, all of a sudden that loss in the League Cup goes, oh, that really does hurt now. You know what I mean? So it's so important, like you say, for the league as well, because we miss out on top four, we miss out on a lot of other things which I think are going to come on to in a minute. I won't say it, but it's true.
Say it, bring it up. We're going there next anyway.
And it's something not a lot of people are really considering. We're all getting carried away with this Bellingham chat and what it's going to cost. And most people are seeing the finances as a stumbling block. And everyone's saying, well, that's going to be your problem. We won't stump up X amount of money compared to City or Real Madrid. But realistically, that's probably not the biggest issue in this. It's Champions League football. If we're not playing Champions League football, we don't have you, Bellingham. I think it's pretty much that
simple. And before
simple.
The January transfer window opens, if we don't get 9 points, it might look unlikely that we're going to get Champions League football.
Yeah, which might also sort of scupper who we want to get, if anyone, in January as well, because they might want Champions League football. They might be coming of a certain ilk and certain level whereby they need to be playing in Champions League too. So, yeah, it's crucial. It's crucial for so many reasons. I think the confidence among the fan base, the confidence amongst the players, because their confidence was shot to bits at time in the first half of the season, you could tell. And I think if we come back, and it's supposed to be sort of this new dawn of like, oh yeah, the season's cutting off, we can go again, we can start afresh, forget about what was going on before. And if we get beat sort of first game into it, proper game into it anyway, here we are again, sort of the dark clouds are glooming and everything looks really bad.
Yeah, do you think we are going to see a different Liverpool this second half of the season?
Genuinely, I couldn't tell you. The only thing I can say is if I don't want to say it, actually, it'll jinx it. I'm not going to say it.
no, I'm intrigued now.
Can you tell us off camera? Or will you still jinx it?
Okay, fine.
I'll touch wood somewhere. But the thing for me is that I just don't know, because I look at individual players and they've got errors in them this season all over the park. And the thing is that I saw it again against Manchester City. And if you've had a month to work on that and these players don't look like they're in any form of shape and getting bypassed, and I know we had not our starting 11 out, but there's players there that, Joe Gomez, what the hell has happened to him? So I'm hoping to see a new Liverpool. I'm hoping that the time has helped us, and it should have, because I don't know what yous are doing in the mid-season if yous haven't fixed anything here. But at the same time, there is slight worry in me that there's still something there that could affect us. But, I mean, you don't need to be perfect to win a Champions League. And if that's the way that we've got to look in 3, 4, 5 games' time to win, to get into top four, then Jesus Christ, that is our only hope for that.
Okay, we're going to have a very short break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the injuries, the decisions that Klopp has got to sort of face up to today. And we're going to discuss the teams that we think Liverpool could potentially start with against Villa on Boxing Day. Before we do, I've got a trivia question for you. If you are watching live or if you're at home watching on demand, you can have a go at this. How many games have we played against Unai Emery teams? That is, how many games have we played against Unai Emery teams? So we'll see you shortly. Right, you freeloaders, I know you like Red Men TV, I know you like us and you like the content that we do. If you want more of that, some incredible documentaries along with hours and hours of Liverpool focused content every single week, then get on to redmenplus.com, get yourself signed up, support us and allow us to do these YouTube videos for free forever.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, very short break there. If you want to check out Red Men Plus, we've got some incredible content. My Liverpool Dream Team? Is that the brand?
Just Liverpool Dream Team.
Liverpool Dream Team.
You're getting My Liverpool Debut and Liverpool Dream Team's confused.
I mean, there's so much content. It's so easy to get confused. There's that much on there. Honestly, say it again.
Say what?
Liverpool Dream Team. It's a brilliant series, actually. We've got loads coming out over Christmas as well. Who's the next one that's coming out? Is it Spearing?
Spearing, yeah, Jay Spearing.
Nice.
Christmas Eve. What a present. We're good to you.
You're welcome, everybody. How good are we? And that's called Liverpool Dream Team.
There you go.
So the trivia question was, how many times have we played against a side managed by Unai Emery? I should have mentioned that. I don't know whether he was a footballer or not. I think he was. What are we going with?
Did we play Arsenal? Was he there for two seasons?
I think we said 7 or 8. I think we should edge on the higher side of it. Let's go 8.
Okay.
Oh, so unlucky.
Seven.
Seven. Bonus point if you can tell me our win, draw, loss record in those 7 games.
I'm going to say
4.
Yeah.
Drew 2, lost 1.
1-4, drew 2, lost 1.
It's a complete stab in the dark.
I mean, to be fair,
we obviously battered Arsenal.
1-4, drew 2, lost 1.
Incredible.
Wow. Like although one of those draws we went through on pens, but I gave it as the draw. I put it in the draw column, not the win column, well done.
Absolutely.
Superb. And you were so close, 100%. I mean, just imagine what would have happened if Steve Plunkett was here. He'd have dragged his arm some way. Content coming Christmas Day, I think, on that one.
15 times you played. And we've never, ever beat Unai Emery, Steve Plunkett has said.
So there you go. We're going to get into some of the live comments and stuff now to see if anybody got them. It's Crossbow said 10, unlucky. Thomas Lloyd Roberts 7 times, well done. Nice. Cross Court Tennis said 7 or 8. He went 8 as well. Loser. Unlucky. Nicholas just went 50. ?
That's Steve Plunk.
That's Steve Plunk's
alias.
His alias, yeah, absolutely brilliant. Lost to Sevilla in the final, beat Arsenal 3 times, beat Villarreal once. No, you're unlucky there, mate, unlucky. So, let's talk about it then. The injuries that Liverpool players have got, first and foremost. Let's try and run through these, make sure I don't miss anybody. We've got no Curtis Jones. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have Ibu Konate. It's not through injury, but he's just not going to be ready and available after the World Cup. We're not going to have Luis Diaz after his LCL injury. We're not going to have Diogo Jota back. Bobby right now is out with a calf, and Arthur Melo is out. Trent was ill for the game against Manchester City, and Milner is currently being assessed after going off with a hamstring against Manchester City. So some key decisions that Klopp's going to have to make. I think let's look through some of the minutes that these players played. Keita played 20 minutes the other night. Jordan played 30 minutes. Fab played 45. Ox played 45. Mm-hmm. Virgil van Dijk should be back in, as he was training in full yesterday, I think it was, on Thursday. Is there anyone, Dan, of the players that I've just mentioned, Keita, Jordan, Fab, Ox, that you would have in your side?
Yeah, two of them.
Okay.
Don't say the player there.
Is it Jordan and Fab?
Yeah, it's Jordan and Fab. Yeah, it is. And do you want me to sort of name why and who? In terms of like Jordan for Elliot? I go Jordan for Elliot in terms of last night's start 11. Listen, I'm a huge Harvey Elliott fan. Absolutely huge Harvey Elliott fan. It's actually because he's played so much football, Harvey Elliott. And I know we've just come back from this huge break, but he actually played quite a bit in our mid-season as well in terms of those two friendlies. It might be a nice opportunity to sort of pull him out of the firing line a little bit for a week or so, perhaps. And we've got so much coming up that he is going to be required. So I would go Henderson for him in terms of starting 11. And Fab comes in for Pajetic, doesn't he? And I agree with Chloe. I think we've seen glimpses of Fabinho getting back to something like his best last night. I don't think it was perfect, but compared to what we were seeing sort of before the break, he was much closer. So yeah, I think those are pretty much shoo-ins to come into the starting 11 for me.
Chloe, on to you. Obviously, with Firmino out of the calf at the moment, it's pretty disappointing that we play a 4-3-3 formation and we've only got two forwards at the football club. Obviously, Dan was impressed with Carvalho. Do you think it's as simple a fix as maybe Carvalho stays in, or has the 45 from Ox done anything to change your mind?
I didn't think Ox played that bad. He does a really good ball for Darwin Nunes, who gets the assist for Salah. I think there was one where he went down in the box. It looked like a soft penalty, if I'm being honest.
I'm not having that.
If their
arm extends fully, that's a full push.
Okay. He influenced the game. I think Carvalho, he has a really good finish. I think he actually scuffs it a little bit. I don't think he hits it as true as he but sometimes that helps. Like, sometimes you've got to not hit it.
He took that really well.
It's great. He's like in the correct position.
It's
and
great,
everything.
But he scuffed it.
I just don't think he's got as much power behind it as he wants it.
Okay.
Like, it looks so like it. Like, it felt like it took a year to get over the line.
Felt like he passed it into the net.
He passed it and he stroked it into the net where the keeper can't reach it. I'm sound with that finish.
No, I'm sound with the finish. I'm sound with the move. I'm sound with him being there. I looked at it on the replay and thought, he's maybe not hit that as much as he wanted to there.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong, he scores, so who gives a damn?
Yeah.
I think he got lost a little bit at times, to be honest. I don't think we had an out ball. He lost the ball a little bit, and I don't want to crap on him because I didn't think he was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gets a goal. He influences the play a bit, but we needed an out ball, and none of them could hold a ball up. And when Ox came on, you know, he kept it fairly well. That's a real hard one, to be honest. I don't know what you do, because I'd say you probably play Carvalho because he has played left wing before, and Ox is more right side. But there's an option there to rotate if needed. I'm thinking who's better off the bench, and to be perfectly honest, you know, we've got one lad who's a teenager and the other who hasn't influenced Liverpool Football Club in quite a while. So yeah, that's a hard one for Jürgen to pick.
I'm going to change up the agenda slightly, and I'm going to ask Dan, what's your back line for this game?
Okay. Providing Trent is fine. It suggested last night, Klopp, that he would be, for me. He seems to be okay. So Trent, Matip, alongside Virgil van Dijk and Andy Robertson.
If Trent isn't available, is it Joe Ramsey? Or is it Ramsey? Ramsey.
I think it's Ramsey.
Ramsey.
I think it's Ramsey.
I can't have Joe Gomez.
Joe Gomez.
I think he's a better right back than centre back at the moment.
He is 100%. And do you know what? It's funny you should say that. Last night when it happened, I actually said, because a lot of people were calling for Ramsey to come on, I think he killed two birds with one stone there in terms of shifting Gomez out of centre half. Yeah. I think he thought, I need to get him away from the firing line and get him over to right back. And he was a lot better at right back because, listen, we all know Trent comes in for loads of criticism for how he defends, but realistically, right back isn't sort of as crucial in terms of defensively, because most of the stuff is happening sort of by the very nature of position, kind of away from the goal a little bit. Whereas when Joe Gomez makes his mistakes at centre-half, it's like, wow, like we concede from them, quite literally concede from them. So, yeah, I think Gomez at right back would be fine. To be honest with you, I'm kind of toss of a coin with them two, Ramsey. And I like Ramsey. I've been impressed with his early start and I'd like to see more of him. So that's why I went with him. But if it was Gomez, I'd be okay with that. The reason
I'd be shocked if he played Ramsey away from home box and
I would as well, but then like Gomez just played 90 minutes. So does he factor that into it? Because we all know how they think now and the sports science behind everything. Can he go again? And listen, if Trent's out for another game, they might need Gomez then. It's difficult. So we are going to have to see Ramsey at some point. Because Milner, listen, I know he said it was not serious, but it's a hamstring. He's 37 years
old. He was struggling with it for a few minutes before he goes off.
And I actually think for me, and just on the topic, I know you're going to come to Forbes. I don't think Firmino's going to be involved. No. Neil Jones said he's not, essentially.
Delightful.
I know. How do you feel for you then, Clown?
Straightforward. Hendo, Fab, Thiago. Nice. Get catered away from that midfield right now.
What did you think of him when he came on?
Absolutely atrocious. Genuinely. Like, I just thought, like, I'm so sorry.
He gave the ball away quite a bit, didn't he?
Every time he got the ball, he gave it away. And like,
she doesn't pull a punch, is our Cloud, does she?
If
she doesn't like someone, she'll let you know. Like,
no, for as long as he plays in red, I'll get behind him. But I am sick and tired of you either being injured or you coming back and you're not playing. But boss, like, if you're injured, just stay away from me.
Do you think it's a shop window thing a little bit last night, Keita?
For himself, obviously not for the club.
Well, he hasn't done a good job, if that's the game.
I don't know.
But showing he's fit, even though, look, he can play. He's playing footy, this lad. Look,
come and get him. It's very much a case of he's going to have a host of mid-table clubs looking at him. Because I do not see that any top tier club would look at his availability record and think this is the guy to change us. I think there might be someone lower down the league that thinks we can take a risk on him and hope that he stays fit because he's a game changer for us and our team.
I think he
will be probably slightly disappointed with the teams that are looking at him.
You know, it would not surprise me if he started tomorrow and actually put in, you know, an 8 out of 10 performance. And you thought,
it would surprise me because Christmas Eve tomorrow.
next game. No, but it wouldn't surprise me if he put in 8 out of 10 performance and then next week was dragged off after 30 minutes and then the week after that got injured. You just don't know what you're going to get from him. And on his day, he's brilliant.
He's
a boss footballer, the way he carries the ball. But you just don't see enough of it, and I do get absolutely bored of it, to be honest.
Just want to say a little bit of a warning here for Dan, watch out, Chloe bodies people, and she'll be
she
hunting
them,
you
she?
Down now.
She knows them. She's waiting up any slip up.
I know,
the next 20
she
minutes,
is absolutely going to tear
all
you down.
All kinds of trouble here.
You need to watch your step. Don't even pronounce
don't come to
anything
me. Don't
wrong.
Come to me
no,
for a little
might
bit.
Just ignore you for the rest of the show. But then there's more likelihood of me messing up and then Chloe body and me instead. I might just throw questions after questions to you.
It's
you sure? Are we going to be okay? We can ask Dan questions without fear of you beheading him live on YouTube.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sounds. I'm going to go with the forward line then. I say that, well, two of them are dead easy for a start.
Yeah. I mean,
Darwin Núñez is fit, so he's going to start. And Mo Salah is fit, so he's going to start. The third one is a little bit more of an interesting one. If he plays 4-3-3, I don't see how you can't play Carvalho. Mm-hmm. But also, there was a large portion of time where he wasn't playing 4-3-3 last night, and Ox was like in this like pseudo number 10, and Núñez and Salah had got a little bit closer together, and I thought we'd put that behind us because it didn't really work. I kind of would have preferred to see Elliot in that role than Oxlade-Chamberlain, to be honest. That maybe a lad who can pass the ball really like well and pick those balls out. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna put me. I'm gonna say it's Carvalho. Does anyone disagree?
No.
No, I think it's Carvalho. I think the fact he came off at half time. Vanya doesn't have a problem, points towards the fact he's probably going to start as well.
Okie dokie. Well, we had, as mentioned, we are partnered up for this show by BetMate. We'll be talking about our starting 11s in full, the other fixtures for the other sides very shortly. But if you're not onto BetMate, you can download it from the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store or whatever that's called. I don't have an iPhone, so I don't know.
App Store.
What's it called?
App Store.
That's a good name, innit?
Yeah.
Maybe they should think about that for the Android store and just call it an app store. Mm-hmm. But they have to go Google Play. It's ridiculous. It's shit as well, to be honest with you. Anyway, enjoy your Android phone. I've got one, but I can never find the Play Store. The introduction to the concept then for BetMate is you've got to pick 7 players from 2 teams. So in this case, it's Liverpool, it's Aston Villa. You can have 4 subs as well, 6 players maximum from the team. So from the 7 players, 6 of them can be Liverpool, 1 could be an Aston Villa player. If you decide to go with all 6 Liverpool players in your starting 11, then you can't pick a Liverpool substitute or anything. You have to go with all Villa things. It's quite good, actually. It's quite fun. Paul seems to have found a little bit of a way with this now, where he's starting to captain the other keeper, and he thinks he's really clever, but he's winning money, so it looks like he is really clever at the moment. And I really don't want him to be right, because I don't want to have to start copying him. So I need us to do better. We're going to reveal mine, Paul, and Steve's teams, and you guys have picked the team as well. So without further ado, let's see my team for this one. Alisson Becker in goal, Andy Robertson, Joel Matip, Douglas Luiz, Harvey Elliott, Mo Salah and Darwin Núñez. I've made one change to that. I've put Carvalho in instead of Elliott because I think Carvalho is going to be playing centre forward. Let's move on to the next team then. Paul's gone with the vice captain of their goalkeeper, but he's captain Salah this time around. He's gone for Thiago in the middle with Trent. He's confident that he starts. Let's see Steve's team. He's gone Trent as well. He's gone Thiago. He's captain Bobby Firmino. I think he's made that change. What was the change, remember?
He did. I think he brought Carvalho in.
Carvalho as well. Interesting. And what's your side then?
We didn't do the captain or vice captain yet, so
we'll do that
in a minute. We've got Ali in goal, Matip and Robbo. Jacob. I get confused with those brothers.
Jacob Ramsey,
Thiago, Darwin Núñez and Salah up top.
Okay, who's going to pick as your captain?
It's probably going to be...
I guess Salah captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's double points for your captain, 1.5 for your vice captain.
And
so
then
go on.
Darwin vice. So Salah captain, Darwin vice. The reason we went with some of them, Matip and Robbo included, is because we feel like they're definitely going to start. Like the Trent one's probably the pick, but we're not entirely sure he'll feature from the start.
And he hasn't got an assist in the Premier League this season.
No, that's also
a
thing. Yeah, but yeah, that's our rationale.
And
we weren't going to go anywhere near Robin Olsen because he has terrible hands.
Shh, touch wood.
I wanted to say more. I was clawing my way back as I was thinking in my head.
You are on Chloe's daughty list twice now.
I was retracting myself as I was speaking.
Self-editing.
I was like going to say something really bad, and I went, "Oh, let's draw him back a little bit."
Yeah, it's fine.
We weren't going to pick him.
So it's £5 to enter. It's a £1,000 pot. We've won quite a bit of money over the course of this season. We're really enjoying it, actually having the banter between us as well. So you just need to open the BetMate app, sign up using the referral code REDMEN10. If you're a new customer, you'll get £10. £10 of free credit, yes! If not, just log in. Click the join icon at the bottom of the app. Type in FF-AVL-LIV. That's FF-AVL-LIV. And you will be entered into the pot. Or you can search it on the homepage. It's dead easy. Try and win money against us if betting is your thing. If gambling is absolutely not your thing, then do not feel pressured into it. Obviously, you've got to gamble responsibly. You need to be in the UK and you need to be 18 plus to enter. So just click the link in the description, download the BetMate app and get involved using the code REDMEN10. So thank you very much to BetMate once again. Back to you, Chloe. What is your full 11 for this game?
Ali and goal. I'll have to go Gomez because I don't think he's going to put Ramsey in, but I'd like Ramsey.
And you don't think Trent's going to play?
See, here's the thing. I just don't know. Like, I want Trent to play, but what happens if we've not gone with him there? I can't pick him, can I?
Yeah, okay.
Matip, Virgil, Robbo, Thiago, Fabinho, Hendo, and then it's Carvalho, Nunes and Salah. I'd really like Trent instead of Gomez.
Dan, is it just Trent for...
It's just Trent for Gomez for me, yeah. Trent, I think Trent will start, to be honest. Yeah.
Then I'll say Trent then if you think.
Then we've all picked the exact same starting 11. We've got the Oppo preview today on Redmen Plus. We've got the starting 11 show live at 2 o'clock today on YouTube as well. We're gonna go through some of the other fixtures this weekend.
I haven't looked at a single. I've got no idea.
It's okay. We're gonna go through it. I'm gonna tell you them. Brentford Tottenham kick off the Boxing Day games at 12:30. Winner, please, Clout.
Tottenham.
Okay, Crystal Palace Fulham.
Crystal Palace.
Everton Wolves.
Wolves.
Leicester Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Southampton Brighton.
I want to say draw, but I'll go Brighton.
You can say draw if you want.
They lost the other day, didn't they?
Charlton on pens, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm still saying Brighton.
Aston Villa Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Arsenal West Ham.
Arsenal.
Chelsea Bournemouth on the 27th at 5:30.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Manchester United, Nottingham Forest on the 27th.
United.
And then a big break for Manchester City, who only play on the 28th.
Yeah.
And it's Leeds, Manchester City.
City.
Yeah. Okay, I think you've done really well there. I think you've picked them all right. It's interesting that none of you went for a draw at one point during the entire games. I wonder how often it is. I mean, draws happen probably every weekend in the Premier League.
I think
easily.
So.
Some boring games.
Leicester Newcastle is probably as close as I came to a draw, I think, there. Especially Leicester at home, the way you read it out. So, yeah, that's probably the closest I got.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to get into some of the comments and stuff then before we wrap it up. It's Crossbow says it's Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Costas. Oh. Discuss Costas. Thiago, Fabinho, Hendo, Salah, Nunes, Carvalho. If Robbo was saying that he was dead on his feet,
yeah,
could it be an option that we could see Andy Robertson, Dan?
See Simicas.
Simicas.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Timicas.
Timicas. Yeah, we all need to get that right now, don't we? Of course you do, yeah. Of course it's an option. Yeah, I think Robbo, the fact he said that doesn't really mean a lot. He's kind of supercharged, isn't he?
Yeah.
That won't really matter to him necessarily. He'll wake up this morning and be good to go again, I imagine. We are going to see Timicas at some point over these next three games because they're just so condensed. He's going to play football. He's going to start one. I just don't think it's going to be this one, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, if Robbo's tired after one game of footy when you've had a month off, I'm holding absolute no bars against you guys. I need to see better football
right.
than what I did in the first half of the season.
I know.
And I need it now.
Yeah, sorry, Robbo.
So, Robbo.
Chloe's just mean.
I love you.
Sort yourself out.
Chloe's just mean.
I'm doing it because I'm trying to make this a beat, yeah. Use
okay.
me as the punching bag, but also use Aston Villa.
Okay, John Lee, David Blackshaw sent us a £2 super chat. Thank you very much, mate. Happy Christmas from my family to your families. You'll never walk alone. Yeah, happy Christmas to yeah. everybody yeah. From the Redmen TV. To you, John Lee, David Blackshaw, and to everybody who has watched and commented and liked all throughout the year. Please get your likes in. It does help us. It helps for the algorithm. Yay. Woohoo. Algorithm chat on YouTube. You got to do it. Sorry.
All good.
Sometimes I just like to go with the flow.
Fine.
Just gotta go with the flow
We're
sometimes. Ox needs to start the next game, says Meme Lord. No.
I think if there's an obvious position for him, then I'd probably be on board with that. But I just don't think there is. The midfield is looking, I thought you would, relatively healthy. I know I've done it again. It's looking relatively healthy in terms of who we've got at our disposal right now. So he can't go in there. We've never played from the left, as far as I'm aware, in terms of regularly at all. It has been from the right. Although it's weird because naturally you'd think he would fit in better on the left, cutting in. It just doesn't happen.
What happens if he plays up top and Nunes goes on to the left?
I mean, that's an option, but it's not something I want to see.
He remembers those days.
Alex Georgiou says you guys are top close, the best Liverpool transfer this year. So there you go. And just on the Ox and the Cater thing quickly before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
I really don't see the point in them now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, right? Let me hear me out.
Go on.
they're running down their contracts. They're not going to get offered new contracts at Liverpool Football Club.
No.
So you've just got to use them to spell people that are planning for, that's planning for the future. Like, as far as I'm concerned, they should only be brought in when people are injured or are tired.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't plan for having them because it's not a fucking long-term plan. I just don't see the point.
Yeah, it's a good point. Mm-hmm. No,
Akeyes is a brilliant player. And Ox is a brilliant player on his day as well in maybe a different type of team.
Mm.
I just don't see the point in using them for anything other than that now.
And therefore, they don't start any games of football.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Unless someone's absolutely knackered and needs a game off. And I can't see that that's the case right now.
No, neither can I. Do you think there's any world whereby either of them, both of them, leave in January?
No, because I can't imagine anyone will buy them.
That's fair.
Fair, yeah.
You want to play as a fit, don't you?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm reliable. And
Chloe's rubbing off on me as well. I think I was like, no, I don't want to say something bad.
I'm pretty sure everyone was like, wow, when I said something, but you all feel the same. So
there you go. That has been the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show for Liverpool versus Aston Villa. Just one more thing to do. What is your score prediction, Chloe Bloxham?
Oh, every time I do this, we lose 2-1 Liverpool. I think it's going to be a tough game.
Liverpool 2-0.
3-1 Liverpool.
There I didn't see us getting a clean sheet.
Why not?
Oh, Ali's in goal.
Ali's back. Virgil will be back.
Be fine. Good times are coming.
Good times are coming.
And Christmas is coming.
And Robin Olsen's in goal for Villa.
There you go. Come on. There's things to be happy about here, Chloe.
There's people jinxing things in this room.
It's all right.
We'll see.
Do you want to do the outro?
No.
Sure.
I don't know the outro.
Do you want to say anything to Dan before we go?
We're going to wait.
No, okay. Sorry.
Comfortable. Want to get anything else off your chest?
No.
Just win Liverpool.
There you go. Just win Liverpool. That's what we need. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.